now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
There were several lessons for North Carolinians to glean from this week's Super Tuesday primary, but among the most sobering was this: gerrymandering makes a mockery of democracy. See, for example, the state's new congressional districts. Because Republicans redrew and rigged maps to assure that someone from their party will win in at least 10 of the state's 14 districts this fall, Tuesday's primary was decisive in almost all of them. What's more, because crowded GOP fields prevented anyone from getting the necessary 30% plus one in two districts, the 6th and the 13th, both will hold runoffs in May. And based on a long historical track record of abysmal turnouts for runoffs, this means a tiny fragment of voters in these districts, perhaps just a few thousand in each, will decide who will represent more than 1.5 million people. And this is simply obscene. The bottom line: for representative democracy to work, elected officials must secure the consent of the governed. Merely winning vote totals, like those seen in a school board race, ought not to be enough to win a seat in Congress. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.